I'm clarinetist Anthony McGill, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Jezza, and I'm 12 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Jezza. Good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Dragon Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have a hint for our Quizlet coming up after the music today. It is Dragon Week on Kids Commute. The dragon of the day? The Chinese dragon. China is one of the oldest civilizations in the world. There's archaeological evidence that uncovered bone flutes that date back 9,000 years and musical instruments in China made of clay that date back to 7,000 years. So it's safe to say that music has always been a big part of Chinese culture. Another big part of Chinese culture, dragons. In ancient times, the dragon was used as a symbol of the emperor. It also means power, strength, and good luck for people who are worthy of it. Chinese people might wish for a young person to become a dragon, as a saying they hope you grow up to become successful. Some Chinese legends also say that dragons are the rulers of weather and water, controlling things like rainfall, typhoons, and floods. One legend even has the body of a Chinese dragon being a combination of 9 different animals. The horns of a deer, the head of a horse, the eyes of a demon, the belly of a clam, the scales of a carp, the claws of an eagle, and the soles of the feet of the tiger, and ears of a cow. Today we're going to hear the dragon dance. This is a dance that dates back to the Han Dynasty, and we're talking about the year 206 B.C. It was used in a ceremony for worshiping ancestors and praying for rain, and eventually it became an entertainment activity, which is usually danced at the spring festival at the start of Chinese New Year. The dancers dress up in costumes, and the dragons are woven in a round shape made with thin bamboo strips and covered with red cloth. A person holding a rod with a big ball at the top leads the dragon during the dance. The ball moves around, left, right, up and down, and the dragon follows the ball. At the end of the dance, the head and the tail is burned, and the body is kept in a local Dragon King temple until it's used again the following year. This is some really neat music. It doesn't have a specific melody for you to follow, but it is a big dance of a dragon. You can picture it while you're hearing it. It's by Nie Er, arranged by Wu Wei. Wu Man plays the pipa, and Wu Wei plays Sheng. This is performed at the Morgenland Festival in Osnabrück of 2018.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with the audience. Woo-woo! How neat is that? That was the traditional dance of the dragons by Nie Er, performed by Wu Man playing the pipa and Wu Wei playing the sheng. That was recorded live at the Morganland Festival in 2018. Not neato like in the tap your toes and sing along way, but really fascinating music. Now tomorrow, we will travel to the world of video games to hear the draconic battle cry of a barbarian horde. And that one's a good elbow swinger, so I think you'll enjoy it. Now, kids commuters, it's time to check in with our Quizlet. We'll ask you this question all week. If you're right, we'll send you a little prize envelope with a token of our esteem. We'll tell everybody how smart you are and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from GoGo Squeeze. Now here's the question, kind of a riddle this week. We all know that dragons breathe fire, but there's another thing they have to defend themselves. What do you call a dragon's armor? And here is a hint that producer Tony has provided for us today. The question is, a dragon has these, here's your hint, and musicians are supposed to play this every day. Okay, what is that? Text us the answer with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. What do you call a dragon's armor? And many of you have already cottoned on to our riddle this week, so congrats to Finn in Traverse City, our Quizlet aces, Xander in Merritt, Dorothy and Parker and Zoe and Jonas in Memphis, Tennessee. Howdy, Memphis. Edward and Charles in Onekama, Eden and JL, all the way in Downing, Wisconsin. Great job. Now, kids commuters, I want to address something else with you quickly at the end of this episode. Coming up, Request Week. Please, this week, send me a request. I would love it if the request was in your voice so we can put your voice on the radio show for all your friends and family to hear. Just send us a voice memo. Let me know what you'd like to hear and why. And it can just be because you're a monkey and you know what you like. That's fine, too. Or if you have a deep reason for wanting to hear it, great. Just send that voicemail to our email address. It's kidscommute@interlochen.org. Okay? Send us your voice. Send us your voice. We would love to hear your requests. Okay, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.